This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Court won't block Trump documents.
The judge in this case is saying that presidents are not kings.
Booster plan for all adults.
There's more and more evidence that we need booster shots for the majority of the country.
Caught in the concert crush, a 9-year-old.
He has severe brain damage. It's going to take a miracle.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A judge has shot down former President Trump's bid to keep his White House records out of the hands of the special House committee that's investigating the Capitol attack. CBS's Chris Van Cleave says that decision, which will be appealed, came after another wave of subpoenas targeting Trump insiders.
Judge Tanya Shutkan wrote, "Presidents are not kings, and plaintiff is not president." Addressing executive privilege, she found, "This is a dispute between a former and incumbent president, and the Supreme Court has already made clear the incumbent's view is accorded greater weight." Committee Vice Chair, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, at a New Hampshire fundraising event this week.
A domestic threat that we've never faced before. A former president who's attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic.
The Select Committee issued subpoenas yesterday to 10 additional former Trump officials, among them former Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who was with Mr. Trump on January 6th, as well as Keith Kellogg, National Security Advisor to former Vice President Mike Pence, who was reportedly watching TV coverage of the Capitol attack with the former president.
Pfizer is asking federal regulators to allow all adults to get its COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. Currently, it's approved for older people and those at high risk, and for those who got the one-shot J&J vaccine. So far, more than 25 million people have gotten boosters. CBS's Dr. David Agus says Pfizer first sought the expansion in September, but was turned down.
The FDA has said it's not going to go to advisory committee, that the commissioner herself will review it. And so I would imagine it will be a rather quick review. So my hope is over the next several days, we can hear some data back.
Agus says there are fears of a COVID case rise over the winter. About a third of Americans haven't even gotten one COVID shot. Now to Houston, where it's been learned emergency plans for the Astroworld Music Festival did not include protocols for dangerous crowd surges like the one that happened Friday night, where 8 people died and dozens of others were injured. So far, more than 20 lawsuits have been filed targeting the organizers and rapper Travis Scott.
Legal teams representing some of the victims combed through the site, gathering evidence amid a growing number of lawsuits against festival organizers. It was there we caught up with attorney Ben Crump.
It is truly every parent's worst nightmare.
He represents the family of 9-year-old Ezra Blunt. Crump says Ezra was on his father's shoulders. When his father passed out in the crush, Ezra fell and was trampled to the ground.
He's in an induced coma. It's going to take a miracle.
Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Houston.
President Biden goes to Baltimore today to promote the benefits of the big infrastructure plan that passed Congress. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports some Republicans who joined with Democrats to pass it are facing ugly blowback.
This bill got a lot of Republican support in the Senate, but in the House, only 13 Republicans voted yes, and they're now getting a lot of abuse. For instance, Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan played for us a voicemail that his office received. Take a listen.
You're a f***ing piece of traitor. I hope you die. I hope everybody in your f***ing family dies. I hope everybody in your f***ing staff dies. Traitor!
President Trump has been very hard on them as well. He wrote in a statement that those who voted with Democrats for this bill should be ashamed of themselves. U.S. Capitol Police said that risks for lawmakers remain at an all-time high. They say that close to 9,000 threats are taking place against members of Congress.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The National Football League has fined the Green Bay Packers $300,000 for violating COVID-19 protocols. Star quarterback Aaron Rodgers and receiver Alan Lazard were each fined a little less than $15,000 apiece. As CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, the reigning league MVP went public again yesterday, saying he stands by what he said last week, but admits he was misleading about his vaccination status.
Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers attempted to clarify some of his previous comments.
You know, I made some comments that people might have felt were misleading.
It was last week Rodgers, appearing on the Pat McAfee show, talked about seeking alternative COVID treatments and claimed he was allergic to a vaccine ingredient.
To anybody who felt misled by those comments, I take full responsibility for those comments.
Rodgers says he hopes to play this Sunday.
Oklahoma's Supreme Court has overturned a $465 million opioid ruling against Johnson & Johnson. The court says a lower court misinterpreted the state's public nuisance law. Just last week, a California judge said it had not been proven the J&J and other companies use deceptive marketing to inflate painkiller prescriptions. Well, there's a new commitment this morning in the global effort to cut carbon emissions.
At least 6 major automakers and 30 national governments have just pledged to phase out new gas and diesel-powered vehicles by 2035 in major markets and by 2040 worldwide. Ford, Mercedes-Benz, General Motors, and Volvo among those signing on to the non-binding agreement. But Toyota, Volkswagen, and the Nissan-Renault alliance did not. Neither did the governments of the U.S., China, and Japan, 3 of the biggest car markets. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The CEO of Daimler said today he believes the global chip shortage that's hit the auto industry won't be resolved until the year after next, in 2023. Well, there's a new sexiest man alive.
I'm Ant-Man. Ant-Man. What, you haven't heard of me?
People magazine says it is Ant-Man, actor Paul Rudd. He was interviewed for the job on last night's CBS Late Show by Stephen Colbert.
When was the first time that you knew that you were sexy?
I guess when I was a baby. I think a baby, but I was a baby. I didn't know what sexy was. Mm-hmm. I just felt different.
Rudd says the honor likely means he'll be on more yachts and will get an invitation to sexy dinners with past winners like George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
After a string of delays, 4 astronauts are preparing for launch tonight on a SpaceX rocket.
3 of the 4 crew members are space rookies. They include Navy Lieutenant Commander Kayla Barron, who served on submarines, and tells CBS News she thinks this will be a similar experience.
When I look at the space station, I don't know what other people think about, but I go, that's a submarine in space. I think about that every time I see it.
The Crew Dragon spacecraft has been named Endurance, a fitting label since its crew is planning to spend 6 months aboard the International Space Station. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Most lobsters are brownish in color, and when they're cooked, they get red. But they can be blue or white, very rare. And finding one that's cotton candy color is pegged at 1 in 100 million. But Maine lobsterman Bill Coppersmith says he caught one of those last weekend. His plan is not to cook it or sell it, but preserve it. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.